lasted 5 hours and 20 minutes for 203 when he became one of 8 first innings victims for Michael Holding. Holding's 8 for 92 was another record, the best bowling analysis on either side in England. England were all out for 435, but Lloyd didn't ask England to follow on.
Willis back to his mark. A phenomenal field to look at when you divert your attention from the middle of the pitch and look to the fielders all over the place. Greenwich goes to deflect this ball down to fine leg, gets too far across, misses the shot, the end of the over declaration. The declaration has come then with the West Indies 182 for no wicket, 85 to Greenwich, 86 to Fredericks. The West Indies have declared. The West Indies have declared, and Tony Greig has gone on his hands and knees. And for the West Indies spectators, and to the delight of the West Indies spectators, now smiling all over his face, gone on his hands and knees, and for three or four paces, has, in his own words, grovelled in front of the West Indian spectators. So that was a good little touch by Tony Greig, and I think the West Indian spectators appreciated it.
Half the England side went down for 78, and Holding again was working his way through the England order.
Bit of luck there for Van Holder. He had a lot of bad luck in the first innings. He had a catch taken off a no ball, then he knocked somebody's off stick out, and that was a no ball. I think it was Geoffrey Miller, wasn't he? Clean bounce.
Yes.
He got a couple of wickets, and both of them were adjudged no balls. So he got a little bit of just reward there when at last he got a catch to go to slip, and it wasn't a no ball. But he's a pretty steady bowler, is Van Holder. He's always making you play. Moves the ball a little bit either way off the seam, and if he gets on a wicket that really helps him. He's done some great bowling performances for his county Worcester in the county championships.
Yes, he's a very useful performer. He's just down here to left, his long leg. I think he wiped his nose and sleeve his shirt, maybe his handkerchief off in there. Holding comes in and blows there, but he bowled him.
His leg stump knocked right back, crossed the middle stump.
That's the record.
And that is a record for Holding, in that he's now taken...
He is the first West Indies bowler to take 12 wickets in a test match against England, and only one other bowler, Roberts, has done so in any test match for the West Indies. That was against India at Madras in the 1973-4 tour.
Greig bowled Holding one. Knott with 57 and Geoff Miller, 24, in his first test, resisted for a while, but England had just passed 200 with the last pair at the wicket.
203 for 9, 4 to Selby, and Willis has not scored, and we have had a dramatic change in fortunes of the match, with 3 wickets falling very quickly, with 196 for 6, in fact, at one stage. And then Miller was bowled by Richards for 24. Knott was bowled by Holding for 57. And Underwood was caught by Lloyd off Roberts for 2. So it's now 203 for 9. All the West Indian supporters just waiting for this last wicket to fall, to rush onto the field. I'm sure that when it does fall, all the players will be trying to beat them to the dressing rooms. In comes Holding on the way now and hits him on the pad. He's out, leg before wicket. The West Indies have won. Willis out, leg before wicket to Holding. Holding's 6th wicket in the match, his 14th in the innings, his 14th in the match. Souvenirs have been grabbed. Here come the West Indian supporters swarming over the ground. Selby is being jostled out in the middle. So are other players and the umpires. Jubilation for the West Indian supporters. And the West Indies have won. Selby wants to get away, in fact. Someone is trying to take his bat away from him. He is being jostled by spectators. They're looking for souvenirs. He's got the stump himself and his bat and his cap, and some of the spectators wanting to get some souvenirs off him, trying to snatch them from his hand, and he has to be protected by some policemen as he comes back. The West Indies have won this final test match then. England all out for 203. England all out for 203. The West Indies have won by 231 runs.
They won the series by 3 matches to 0 and retained the Wisden Trophy. It was the start of a long period of dominance by the West Indies, not just over England, but world cricket, set up by the brilliance of their batting right down the order and executed by the ruthless pace and unrelenting hostility of their bowlers.